Hello. Yes, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about your opinion initiative. Let me ask you, does anyone in your house work in a news media outlet, including print, radio, an internet or television station, or no?
Anyone in my house, oh yeah, what?
Anybody in your house work for a media outlet, including print, radio, television, or internet? No. Okay, so we have a opinion in that case. Thank you very much. Your opinions are very important. First of all, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know you're on your cell phone. We will make this as quick as possible. I really appreciate your time. You're in a safe place?
Do I hear what?
Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Thank you. I'm at home. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African-American, black?
Afro-American.
African-American, thank you. And also moving forward, I know it's still a long way up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I vote 100%.
Definitely vote, right? 100%. Thank you. And what is your age, please, sir? Just your age.
75.
75 years old. Okay. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate your opinion, sir. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Important.
More important or somewhat more important? Much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
Thank you. And what makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election, in your own words?
Because of 2024 and with the way the economy is and everything and stuff like that, gas, electricity and everything going up and everything.
In your own words, what makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election?
Because we want to save our country.
You want a safe one, sir?
Country. Our country.
A safe country. Okay, thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I think of myself as a Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes.
Approve strongly or somewhat approve?
I approve strongly.
Strongly, right? Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country? Okay.
Very satisfied.
And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? Your personal economic situation, getting better, staying the same, or getting the worse?
I think it's getting better.
Better, okay. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You can choose two. Bringing in new leadership and making change, winning the first woman of color president, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms, stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025, combating the rise. I'm missing a few. Just let me read them for quality. Combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, not going back to the Trump years of divisions and chaos, growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead and thrive, tackling inflation and improving the economy, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, or stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. You can select two or just one. Two.
Two.
Which one would you prefer? Which one would you select of those that I read?
Making the economy better.
Making the economy. Okay, one moment, please. Better, right? Just one moment, please. So should I record your answer in that case, in this one, such as tackling inflation and improving the economy, and one more, or should you just leave that one as the answer?
Leave that amount.
Sorry?
Leave that amount.
Just that one, just one, right? Okay, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Republicans in Congress, from 0 to 100, any number?
0.
Okay, Project 2025?
Yeah.
0 to 100, any number?
0.
Okay, Democrats in Congress, from 0 to 100?
100.
Okay, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
No. Tom ahead.
No, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 100, sir. The number on a scale.
100.
100. Jill Stein?
Who, Jill Stein?
No, you haven't heard of her, or you have no opinion?
No.
You have to use that number from 0 to 100, sir, after every person or organization. Kamala Harris?
100.
Donald Trump?
0.
J.D. Vance?
0.
Joe Biden?
100.
Thank you so much. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so. Kamala Harris, okay, thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing, or no?
No.
You haven't heard nothing at all, or just a little about what she's doing?
A little different look.
No, what have you heard, read, or seen about Vice President Harris and what she's doing? A lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
She's doing a whole lot.
But the question is, have you recently read, seen, or heard?
No, I have read.
Nothing at all?
I heard on you.
Okay, now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0, that it is not at all convincing at all to support her for president. You may use any number from 0 and 10. In this election, we are facing the question, what kind of a country do we want to live in? Donald Trump winning would mean a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. He spent his entire first presidency dividing us and breaking the law to pursue his own selfish interests. Kamala Harris winning would...
Are you a Democrat? Are you a Republican?
No, I'm not allowed to say that, sir. This is completely neutral. Mm-hmm. I'm just reading the statement, quote, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kamala Harris winning would mean turning back the politics of hate and division for freedom and the chance for unity. We need a sane and unifying president like Harris who has dedicated her life to fighting for our rights and will work to bring this country together. Any number from 0 to 10, sir, on how convincing 10. You...
10.
10. Thank you. African Americans are disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change. While Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change, Kamala Harris has been at the forefront of fighting for environmental justice. She created one of the nation's first environmental justice units to fight polluters who were unfairly dumping waste in communities of colors. She was an early co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, which sought to transition America to clean energy and create more clean energy jobs in America. Harris understands that we have a responsibility to both protect our communities and to help leave the planet better for the next generation. From 0 to 10 on the statement, so any number, 0 to 10.
Mm.
Thank you. Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and can't do. As president, she will fight to restore women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion access in every state. From 0 to 10, a number from 0 to 10.
10.
10. And now, both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people. As a prosecutor, Harris fought to change the criminal justice system and help the most vulnerable. As district attorney, Harris fought to end human trafficking and sex trafficking and deprioritized marijuana arrests. Her policy was to reduce or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. From 0 to 10, any number from 0 to 10, please.
10.
Thank you so very much for your opinion. Almost done with 77%, just a few more minutes. Now, let me ask you again, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Green candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote, please? If you're undecided, please say so.
I broke Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, right. Thank you. And let me ask you again, now that we've talked a little bit more about the elections, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
I say about the same.
About the same, okay. Thank you very much for that. Now, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often? Often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Often, right? About, okay, thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, or other? You can select two.
Often and Instagram.
Instagram and what was the other one?
Often.
Was it Twitter, X?
Yeah.
X and Instagram. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions is for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please?
10th grade.
10th grade. Thank you very much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Separated.
Separated, divorced, okay. And do you have any children 18 of years of age or younger living in your household or no?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very conservative.
Very conservative. Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Two times a month.
Two times a month. Once or twice a month. Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, or hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
None of my neighbors. Yes, I have some white neighbors. I have some white.
Very little, right? So hardly any of them are white or none at all?
Right. Hardly them are not white.
Okay.
Hardly none are white.
just very little amount of white people, right? Hardly any are white, okay, of your neighbors.
Right.
Thank you. Would you describe the area where you live as urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States or no?
No.
All of them. Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States or no?
No.
Okay. Were you born outside of the United States or no?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community or no?
No.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a great evening, sir. That's it.
You,
okay.
You too.
Okay, you're welcome. Good evening. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.